This episode is sponsored by me, Andy Hill, the host of this show. If you're looking for someone to support you on your family, wealth, and happiness journey, I'm taking on a select number of coaching clients this year. To work with me one-on-one for your family finances, go to marriagekidsandmoney.com/coaching to learn more. Even if your retirement plans require a bit of seasonal or part-time work, honestly, there are massive emotional and health benefits to working a little bit in retirement. And you'll see that with a lot of retirees now. It's not saying, hey, you got to work 40 hours, 60 hours, 70 hours. It's like a little bit of work, a little bit of contribution, a little feeling like you have a purpose is a really good thing. This show is dedicated to helping you strengthen your family tree and live financially free. Welcome to the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast, everybody. This is Andy Hill, and today we're going to do three different things. First, we're discussing the benefits of Coast Fire and the Coast Fire lifestyle. Second, we're back with our Coast Fire family segment. This quarter, we're featuring Cassie and Corey Jenks from Arizona. This couple recently achieved Coast Fire in their 30s, and they're sharing how this milestone has changed their family lives going forward. And last but not least, my son Calvin's going to be joining me for another good word. With all the not so great news out there, Calvin and I are going to bring you some good news, and we're going to celebrate it with you all here on this podcast. All right, let's jump into today's show. Investing for retirement is a smart idea, but eventually you get to a point where you don't need to contribute any more money to achieve your retirement goals. That's what we call Coast Fire. When that money gets freed up, some incredible life benefits become available to you. In today's show, I'm going to review 7 benefits that come after achieving Coast Fire. I've learned these benefits personally after we reached this milestone and from the dozens of interviews with other Coast Fire families on this podcast. Before we dive into the benefits, let me give you an example of Coast Fire, since this isn't an everyday term that you often hear. My wife and I have $650,000 invested for our retirement today. We are 42 years old, and we've got 18 years until retirement at 60. If we stop contributing and don't touch our investments until we're 60, we could have between $1.8 and $2.6 million, and this does include inflation. This could provide us with an annual income of $72,000 to $104,000. Since our family spends less than this amount each year with 2 kids, we feel comfortable to slow down or even stop our contributions going forward. Now that you know the concept and the math behind it, here are those 7 benefits. Number 1, vacation more. When you slow down or stop your retirement contributions, you'll have a lot more money to vacation today. You know, a lot of people have that thought, well, when I retire, I'll travel more. Or when I stop working, then I'll really ramp up my adventures. But what if you don't want to go hiking or skiing anymore when you're in your 60s or 70s? What if those trips around the country that sound awesome today sound like more of a pain in the future? Coast Fire allows you to take advantage of more of your money for vacations today. Number 2, more fun money. Depriving yourself of the little joys in life, it gets really old really fast. With more money available, you can treat yourself more. Have you been saying no to that dinner with friends too much lately? Well, make room for it in your budget now that you are Coast Fire. Or have you sacrificed those self-care moments that you need in your life or that you really want in your life? Well, it's time to swing that pendulum away from Super Saver and towards someone who is maximizing their life experiences now. You deserve it. You did the hard work. Number 3, pay off your mortgage. After hitting Coast Fire, another step you can take that will provide you both emotional relief and financial flexibility is to become mortgage free. We paid off our mortgage early, and that allowed us to lower our annual expenses by $15,000 per year. With lower expenses, we have more flexibility with the work that we take on, the hours of the work that we take on, and even more room in our budget to live life now. Number 4, start a business. When you're Coast Fire and even mortgage-free, your budget becomes more open. This can allow for you to save up money to start a business. If you've always dreamed of becoming a small business owner or an entrepreneur, this can be your moment to do it. With a little capital built up in a high-yield savings account, you can create a bridge for yourself to move away from work that you don't enjoy and toward a work life that you do enjoy. After hitting Coast Fire and becoming mortgage free, my wife and I piled up a sizable chunk of change in that high yield savings account. That became our FU money bridge that allowed me to walk away from my full-time job that I really didn't enjoy and become the family finance coach that you hear today. Number five, full-time to part-time work. Let's say you and your spouse are working full-time and enjoying life part-time. With Coast Fire, you can flip that script and enjoy life full-time and work part-time. When you don't need as much money to pay for your living expenses and retirement contributions, you don't need to work as much. Let's say you've been working hard for a decade or two and you're burnt out. Luckily, you've been piling up money in your workplace 401k to a point where you're Coast Fire. If you and your spouse dial back your contributions to retirement, one of you could easily go to part-time work. This life hack is ideal if one of your spouses wants to become a stay-at-home parent as well. A debt-free, Coast Fire, and mortgage-free life makes this a lot easier. Number six, spend more time with aging parents. As our parents get older, it's important to be able to carve out time for them. God willing, they are healthy and vibrant, and they get to spend time with you during these years or decades that you're talking about here. Or they might be sick, or they might be injured, and they might need you more than ever. Coast Fire allows you to step back from working a bit so you can spend time with the people who brought you into this world. My mom and dad are healthy and happy in their mid-70s. I am so grateful for that. Ever since becoming Coast Fire, I've made it a point to see them more often. We're making more memories now than when I was working so much. I am truly, truly grateful for this time that I have with them. Number seven, give more. Scientific study after scientific study continue to find a link between generosity and overall happiness. When we're able to give more of our time and money, it can lead to a more fulfilling life. After achieving Coast Fire, consider laddering up your giving from where it is today. This type of giving can be to charities and causes that call to your heart. It can be to family and friends, or it can even be through random acts of kindness to your neighbors in need. And again, this can be both monetary giving as well as giving your time through volunteer work. One of my favorite daily generosity hacks is to always have dollar bills and $10 bills in the glove compartment of my car. No matter who's asking, I'll always give a dollar. If someone is selling something like lemonade, like a kid on the side of the road selling lemonade, or maybe crafts or something like that, like jewelry, or if somebody's performing music or doing some sort of art, I'll always have $10 for them. It's fun to be able to give. It creates community, it creates smiles, and it creates ripple effects of positivity. Practicing gratitude and generosity can expand your mind and potentially the meaning of your life. Well, that's my list of seven benefits of Coast Fire, everyone. Yes, they are all emotionally awesome, cool things that will make your life better, in my humble opinion. Now, if the whole idea of stopping your retirement contributions sounds dangerous or scary, I completely get it. But I have three rebuttals to that thought. The first one, if you find that you're Coast Fire or you're in the ballpark of it, consider just decreasing your contributions instead of stopping them altogether. Maybe that could be a good starting place for you. The second one, remember that you're more than likely going to have some Social Security coming your way in retirement as well. Or if you're not Social Security eligible, maybe a pension or maybe other income sources in retirement. If you're thinking that you probably have some Social Security coming your way eventually, check SSA.gov to see how much you might have coming your way. I go on there and I check as my income continues to contribute towards those benefits in my 60s, and I see that, wow, okay, I'm going to have $20,000 per year or $30,000 per year. Man, that really helps out in the long-term planning of whether I'm Coast Fire or not. So another one to consider. Okay, and then the last one, as I'm getting off on this tangent here, even if your retirement plans require a bit of seasonal or part-time work, honestly, there are massive emotional and health benefits to working a little bit in retirement. And you'll see that with a lot of retirees now. It's not saying, hey, you got to work 40 hours, 60 hours, 70 hours. It's like a little bit of work, a little bit of contribution, a little feeling like you have a purpose is a really good thing. So honestly, I could talk about this all day long, and I typically do. But really, the best thing for you to do is to see for yourself. Check out our new and free Coast Fire calculator to see how close you are to Coast Fire. And if you're there already, according to our very non-scientific calculator, consider the 7 benefits I shared with you today and see how adjusting your contribution level might help you realize one or all of those benefits. Remember that calculator again. It's for entertainment purposes only, and it does not replace you meeting with a financial professional that knows your situation best. To check out our entertaining calculator, check the link in our show description or just click the calculators tab at the top of marriagekidsandmoney.com. I would love to hear what you think about it. Please let me know by sharing this episode or sharing the calculator on social media and tagging me at marriagekidsandmoney on Instagram or Facebook or at Andy Hill MKM on LinkedIn. Let's keep this conversation going, everybody. Are you looking for someone to walk alongside you on your journey to family financial independence? Well, I would love to help you achieve your goals and help your family thrive. I work with couples, individuals, and families all around the U.S. via video chat and can assist in the following areas: becoming debt-free, growing your net worth, crafting and sticking to your budget, reviewing Coast Fire plans, developing strategies to build generational wealth for your kids, and designing your future work optional lifestyle. Doesn't that sound nice? If you're interested in working with me one-on-one, you can book a time with me by visiting marriagekidsandmoney.com/coaching. I would love to help you strengthen your family tree and live financially free. Visit marriagekidsandmoney.com/coaching to learn more, or you can click the link in our show description. If you're looking to improve your financial situation, it helps when you're able to cut out unnecessary costs. Cell phone services are a necessity for sure, but we don't need to be overpaying for them, right? That's why I like Telo Mobile, a phone service worth talking about. We've been fully on board as a family with Telo for over 2 years now, and we are so happy that we made the switch. For us, the reception and data service is better than Verizon, and our costs were nearly cut in half. Telo runs on the T-Mobile network, and it's wowing new customers like us with their rock-bottom prices and stellar service. With over 10,000 reviews, Telo is rated as excellent on Trustpilot, and this is quite rare in the wireless world. Nicole and I went for the unlimited data, minutes, and texting plan for only $25 per month each. Isn't that crazy? You heard that right. $25 is their most expensive plan, actually. And Telo is running a special offer for MKM listeners right now. Check out Telo today at marriagekidsandmoney.com/Telo. That's marriagekidsandmoney.com/Telo. And use the code MKM20 to get 20% off on your first month of service for any Telo plan above that $10 per month mark. Again, use MKM20 to get 20% off at marriagekidsandmoney.com/Telo, and you'll be supporting this show. Hurry up! The code is valid until April 19th, 2024. marriagekidsandmoney.com/Telo. Investing for retirement takes time, patience, and consistency. Eventually, you'll hit a point where you don't need to contribute any more money to hit your retirement goals. And that's what we call Coast Fire. On our Coast Fire segment today, we're going to interview Corey and Cassie Jenks from Tucson, Arizona. They hit this Coast Fire milestone in their mid-30s. Today, we're going to learn how they accomplished this family financial goal and how this affects their journey going forward. Welcome to the show, Corey and Cassie.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited to be here.
I'm so glad you two could make it here and share this inspiring story and be transparent so everybody knows how you did it. So thank you so much. What we're going to start off with is the Coast Fire 5. These are quick, short answers so people understand a bit more about your Coast Fire journey. And we'll start off with question number one. How much do you have invested for retirement today?
We have, give or take, $950,000 between 401k, TSP, IRAs, Roth IRAs, HSA.
If we could repeat your ages for today, that would be helpful for our question too.
I'll make her go first.
I am 37, about to be 38 this month.
Yeah, I'm a fresh 37, so a bit of a cougar here. But yeah, so we'll just say 37.
I love it. Okay. So you guys are at 37. You got 950 and you're invested for retirement. That's awesome. So question number three, based on your Coast Fire calculations, how much will you have in retirement if you don't contribute anything else going forward?
Well, I did a little range here, being conservative to more, positive thinking. But at like 5%, we have about 2.6 million. And if at 7%, we're looking at like 3.9 million. So the power of pounding in time can really play a huge difference. But anywhere in that range is pretty cool for us. So
I like how you did it with the range, Corey, because I know a lot of people get stuck on certain numbers and that could make them feel like, this is ridiculous. That's too high or too low. So the range is a nice thing to do. It also helps you feel a little bit more comfortable in the process. So how much income would this potentially provide you in retirement?
Anywhere from $105,000 to $156,000, in our current 2024 dollars. So that's just what I did a little 4% rule there to account for that range.
The final question here for our Coast Fire 5 then is, how much income do you need to live comfortably today?
We are anywhere with, comfortably is all relative, I guess.
comfortable is different. It's for you.
Yeah, 75 to 85,000 is like our range right now. And that includes our largest line item is daycare and food. And we have three kids under six. And the fact that the food's one of the largest line items makes us cry at night. But, if we needed to dial back some on that, we could. This is a very comfortable living for our lifestyle.
I love that. Well, thank you very much for sharing your details and helping people understand where you are with your journey. Now that we know your numbers and your situation, let's talk a little bit about how you guys got started and your initial motivation for investing.
Why don't you give an answer, hon? I've been doing all the yapping of numbers.
Let's see. Well, it started with the internet wormhole Corey went on, discovering the idea of FIRE. And then we started tracking everything we were spending and we realized, wow, like we make a okay amount of money, where's it all going? So really just taking a look at being thoughtful about where you're spending. It doesn't mean you can't spend, but there's so many places where you can have the same satisfaction in life with spending less. And so that was really our start of our journey. And we really focused on flipping those ratios, spending less and saving a lot more. Thankfully, earlier on, reflecting back, it would have been great if we started even younger, but of course, everybody has that wish of hindsight. And then from there, we just kind of kept that course. We were really committed to making sure we front-loaded our retirement savings
Along the way, we didn't live a miserly life. We did a lot of traveling. We turned, doing the math, we turned 30 in 2016. We took a ton of trips. We went and saw the Cubs play in the World Series. Like, we were having a great life. And then we had kids. Yes. It's still a great life. It's a different life. And so part of that, yeah. I mean, it's marriage, kids, and money. So we have, our family listeners
you
here.
Know.
We get it. We love them, but they're work and they cost money. But I think a big part of that, continuing that journey is that realization that time is finite. And so with the idea of Coast Fire, like we were hardcore, I was like hardcore FIRE. And then you realize like this is a long journey if you want to go this route and retire by 40, 42, 43. And by that time, our kids will be older and hormonal teenagers and won't really want to hang out with us. So what could we do to spend that time with them, right now?
So that was the initial motivation. What are you guys doing for work right now? And was that part of the motivation as well to move towards work that you maybe enjoy more? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I'm a nurse practitioner. And because we could take a little bit more, I don't even want to say financial risk, but we could just didn't have to make optimizing income the number one priority. Once we front loaded our savings, I was able to switch from a traditional clinic job where I'm locked into appointments and a rigid schedule to I do work now for a company called Virta, and I get to provide care more asynchronously with a lot of flexibility. And it's a pretty cool job that I don't think I would have felt comfortable leaving my, I worked for the VA previously, so I had a nice stable government job and I moved over to a tech startup healthcare company. So that was, you know, a little bit of a risk there that I felt really comfortable taking, knowing that we had a nice nest egg to cushion us.
Yeah. And I'm a drug dealer. Sorry, I'm a pharmacist. And so I was also with a nice cushy government job. Not cushy. I mean, healthcare is stressful. Like being in a clinic is stressful, like what I was doing. And I was able in September of 2022, cut to part-time at in the private sector now. So I also left my government job, our government pensions behind, which is sort of unconventional, but we hit that comfortable place where we felt like we can do this. And so, you know, with that part-time role, I hang out with the kids, you know, 1 or 2 days a week. And then I have my little side hustle that we'll probably touch on here at the end as well. So I think what Cassie said is when you hit that, when you look at that number, you know, my little sticky note there, I cheated everybody. I was looking at a piece of paper. I didn't commit it all to memory. You look at that number and realize, okay, if something happened and we couldn't save for retirement, we'll be okay in 21, 22, 25 years. So it provides, I think, the freedom of time and then the freedom of taking some risks and having options.
Can you talk to us about the specifics a little bit when people say this amount of money, $950,000, what does this consist of? Is this, you said 401ks, other things like that. Talk to us about the details there.
Yeah. So we were with the government for a number of years. So the government version of a 401k is your Thrift Savings Plan or TSP. So majority is in the TSP. And then we both have 401ks now that we're in the private sector. And then we also have Roth IRAs. So it's throughout there. We have a little HSA and then they're invested in broad, like S&P 500 total stock market funds. Like we don't pick stocks. We don't have time for that. I had to write down like how much we had for saver time. I don't have time to look up stocks. So the lazy way, if you're listening to this, you probably heard of The Civil Path to Wealth by J.L. Collins. But I mean, honestly, it can be, we're two people that worked in healthcare and we had a financial advisor and like we memorize drugs and we take care of sick people and we're like, we don't know how to do money. And then I read this book. I'm like, I think we can do money. So we ditched the financial advisor and just put everything in the broad market index fund and let it ride and don't really pay that much attention to the stock market. Like when it goes down, I like shrug my shoulders because we're fortunately 20 plus years away. And when it goes up, it's like, it's cool, but we'll see where it goes. So
the fact that you brought up J.L. Collins, I think there's a reason that the algorithm on YouTube has made my interviews with him just jump up because it's the simple path that people are looking for. And it just makes the process so much easier. So I'm glad you gave him a shout out. Now, you guys shared these numbers at the beginning of our conversation, and you're on this path towards, you said, 2.6 to 3.9 million without any further contributions. Has this realization of Coast Fire changed the amount that you're contributing towards retirement going forward?
If you would ask her, like, she would say begrudgingly yes.
I think I was quicker to jump on the Coast mindset, not because Corey doesn't value our children, but he's a little bit more focused on the numbers and the commitment to a certain path. And I'm a little bit less committed and more saying, I want to be with our babies now because pretty soon they're going to be 16 and smell bad and not want to hang out with us. So
I mean, they're young and they smell bad.
They already smell bad now, but they do want to snuggle and it's beautiful.
Different smells.
Yeah. So I think I was quicker to jump on board with that, realizing, you know, okay, if we don't max our Roth 1 year, it's okay. Like it's hard to let go of that. But when you scale back and look at the big picture, that's not going to be that big of a hit to our retirement finances, but it does matter for this moment right now when our children are young. So just giving yourself some room to feel comfortable not saving. Now, that being said, we do still save. And sometimes, you know, at the end of the month, you end up with a little more cash than you planned if you spend less or have some windfalls since we have more variable income now with what Corey's doing. So, you know, it's not that we're not saving, but you let go of that need to have to hit a certain number.
Yeah. Like I get a match from my employer. I'm not leaving free money on the table. Like our little discussion at the beginning of the year was like, let's at least max our Roth IRAs and get my employee match. And she has an HSA through her employer. Like these are great, you know, tax advantage things we could do, you know, both now and for taxes for the future. If we are living a life that we're having fun, we're comfortable, we're doing the things we want with our kids, and we're still saving some, like that's cool. With FIRE, you can go either way. I think if you have more resources, you can do more. So when we're old, if we have more, we can do more for our family, our friends. And then the Dive with Zero book that you've discussed on your podcast too was like a big turning point for us in this decision as well. So, you know, that letting go and living now while we're relatively young and relatively healthy, you know, it all factors in. But if we have some free money on the table, we'll take it. Like, I'm not going to say no to that. But if it means we save a little less and we are able to, you know, we indulge ourselves with, you know, kids' sports and things like that. Okay, cool. We're enjoying that now.
This is a good book club conversation here, because I think the combination of The Simple Path to Wealth and Die with Zero, there's no joke that I've got these two books right behind me on my bookshelf. That makes a big difference in these types of conversations, especially around CoastFire. Now, there's somebody out there listening, and Corey, I'm gonna speak to you on this one. They're thinking that CoastFire is just sort of this, you know, softer version of FIRE, and it doesn't really count as financial independence, and people shouldn't really be pursuing CoastFire as their ultimate goal. What would you say to that person?
I don't know. Why do I care what strangers on the internet think? Like, if you find something that works for you, then do it. I think that we have to be honest with Ryan's. Like, we work in healthcare. Our financial shovels have been big at the beginning of our career, so we were able to front load with a lot more than, you know, someone. My parents were both teachers, her father was in the military. They didn't have the privilege of income that we've been able to do. If some other flavor of FIRE works for you, great. If YOLO, burn it down, live in debt makes you happy, like, who am I to judge you? Like, it's your life. But I think CoastFIRE for us was a beautiful balance of that. I mean, we're two people that we're a very good match, and I'm very lucky to have married Cassie. But like, we push each other to make each other better. And one thing that the financial advisor that we eventually fired did do for us was lay out the, if you do 5 years of saving X amount, by the time you're 65, you'll have this. If you just decide to wait, you'll have to do this much. And every time we meet with him, he's like, oh, you guys are actually doing it. I'm like, yeah, well, it's the plan. It's that pharmacist brain. Me, like, it's the thing we're going to do. So we do it. So it all depends on your personality, your risk tolerance, your income, where you're at in life, kids. Like, there's people have all sorts of different challenges and incomes. CoastFire is a great balance. And then, you know, when you hit that place, you can let out the gas a bit. And if you're on the internet and you think it's stupid, let me know, I guess. Or don't.
Or don't.
it's the nature of the internet. You can not like this. It's okay. But we like it and we're happy. And it's worked for us.
Maybe like labels aside, if there's pushback, well, it's not really FIRE. Like, you're right. I'm not retired. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But it's never bad to save more early. That compounding works in your favor. So we'll call it what you want to call it. The more you save earlier, the better.
Yeah. When you can make that hay when the sun is shining earlier in your career and you don't have kids and the other obligations of, to steal a term from the Money Guy show, the messy middle, do it. Now we're in the messy middle and we can focus on the crazy sides pulling at us from the younger and the older.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. So Cassie, when some conversations started to happen around CoastFire, or originally when Corey got excited about FIRE in general, you go online, you'd Google FIRE, financial independence, retire early, you get super excited about it. What about the conversation around CoastFire made you feel a little bit more excited about that than the traditional FIRE? Can you talk to us about about your thoughts around that?
Yeah, just that balance of not forgetting about living in the now. You know, if the goalpost is always, okay, in 10 years, when I retire, then I get to do X, Y, and Z. When I retire, then I'll be happy. Then I'll have this hobby. I just always have the perspective of, you don't know how many more years you have. I'm not trying to be morbid. It's just reality. And so I just didn't want the focus to be too much on the future and have that balance. Like, you need to plan and save for your future, but you also have to enjoy right now, because I don't want to save all my money and then, I don't know, get in a tragic car accident and not get to enjoy any of it. Like,
yeah.
I want to have that balance. And it's not an easy balance, you know. And like Corey said, we're fortunate we've been able to have that balance. And I respect that not everybody gets the same opportunity. But if you have it, then gosh, take it. Like, if you have the chance, be present right now.
Yeah. And I think we can both speak, not to stereotype government workers, but we both work with people that were like, well, 5 more years and I get that full pension, you know, 7 more years they're miserable. Mm-hmm. And how much, like, and I understand, like, there's a lot of great government FI websites you can go to and look at the value if you work 1 more year, 2 more years. But a lot of people, not a lot, enough people I work with retired and got sick and like died right after they retired with this like goalpost in mind and being miserable along the whole journey. Like, their whole life revolved around holidays, vacation, time off, you know, all of the trappings of government work. And government work's important. We loved our work when we worked at the VA. I don't want to like make it sound like we don't and didn't appreciate that. But having your eyes open to what people's lives are like because they're living so far in the future, I think that was a big push towards the Coast Fire world as well.
Well, thank you both for sharing your story and your motivations around Coast Fire. Now, Corey, I understand you have a new book coming out. I want to let you tell us about it and where people might be able to connect with you and learn more about it.
First off, also, thank you for all the content you put out for us. You, along with many of the internet providers of financial information, have helped us along this journey. So I want to make sure we got the shameless thanks out there. I guess it's not shameless.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
So part of what I've been able to do with my part-time work is I'm also an improv comedian. And so I've spent years doing improv comedy. I published my first book a couple of years ago about the application of improv comedy to healthcare, permission to care, building a healthcare world that thrives in chaos. But I have a new book because I'm a newish dad. It's called, I Guess I'm a Dad Now, a humorous handbook for newish dads who don't want to suck. And it's really geared for those in the contemplation up to like 5 and 6 years old phase of fatherhood. And it's coming out on Mother's Day. So the best gift you can give mom is to be a great dad. So there's a joke in everything I do. And so if you just go to coryjenks.com, CoryJenks.com, you're going to be able to find the information there, depending on when this podcast goes out. Pre-order should launch mid-late March. And I have some really cool goodies on the website there for pre-order. And I have a few different tiers, but I want to make a special offer to your audience. If you go and you send me your receipt and you buy one book and you say, I heard you on Marriage, Kids, and Money, I will give you the buy five level on the house, because this is an awesome community. And I just want to thank you for having us, and thank any listeners for pre-ordering my book. So thank you for the plug. I'm excited about it. A lot of, you know, those Thursdays and Tuesdays off with my kids, it just allowed me the chance to observe and have some inspiration and write another book. So
absolutely. Yeah. Great content opportunities when you hang out with those kids, right?
Never ends. It's an endless gold mine.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely. Well, everybody, if you chuckled a little bit by having this conversation with Corey, check out his book. Absolutely. And get some perspective on new parenting, as well as, you know, some people who are living the life of what Coast Fire means and being present and putting family time first. Corey and Cassie, thank you so much for your time. And thank you so much for being a part of this community, as we talked about.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
As a quick reminder, this show is for entertainment purposes only, my friends. Be sure to seek out a professional for your specific situation. Before we go for the day, I'd like to ask you to do a quick favor for the Hill family here. Please subscribe to our growing YouTube channel. Yes, we recently crossed over 20,000 subscribers, and we're on our way to 30,000 before the end of the year. I can just feel it. To encourage you to subscribe to our Marriage, Kids, and Money YouTube channel, it's really easy. It's free. You just push a button. We're giving away free books from past podcast guests to one random person who subscribes. I guess they'd be past YouTube guests as well. Anyway, this quarter, we're giving away The Good Enough Job, Reclaiming Life from Work by Simone Stolzoff, A Healthy State of Panic by Farnoosh Torabi, and Everybody Fights, So Why Not Get Better at It by Kim and Penn Holderness, which you could hear on the podcast or you can watch on the YouTube channel. It's just so many great things. You can have the chance to win one of these great books, everybody, if you subscribe to the channel and enjoy the positive work we are doing as a family. Now, speaking of positive work and creating good news out there, I found this good news story from today.com recently, and it's entitled, A Boy Was in Tears Because He Didn't Have PJs for Pajama Day. His bus driver came to the rescue. And to help me read this article and share the good word once again, I'm happy to be joined by my son, Calvin Hill. Welcome back to the show, Calvin Hill.
Hello.
I am so glad you're here, buddy. I know you're not feeling all that well. What's going on? What does it feel like? Just like tiredness and a cough? What is it?
A lot of phlegm.
A lot of phlegm. Oh, there it is. Jeez, I feel bad even making you do the good word. Am I being a bad dad right now?
No.
No, you cool? You're okay? You think you can read the story with me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be sure to pay you for your hard work today, okay?
Okay.
All right, you can start here in the yellow.
School bus driver Larry Farish Jr. is known in his community for going above and beyond. Now he's touching the hearts of strangers after an act of kindness went viral.
Farish Jr., who drives buses in Louisville, Kentucky, recently noticed a little boy named Levi was having a rough morning. Normally when I pull up, he's standing there waiting for me with a big smile, but on this day, he was sitting on the ground
with a jacket over his head. Farish Jr., 35, tells Today.com, I asked him, hey, buddy, what's going on? What's wrong?
That's when Levi, a first grader at Engelhard Elementary School, explained through tears that he didn't have pajamas for pajama day. Farris Jr. closed the doors and watched as Levi slid into a seat away from his friends.
Farris Jr. says knowing that Levi wanted to participate but couldn't filled him with sadness. I thought, I gotta fix this, Farris Jr. says. After Farris Jr. finished up his morning routes, he headed to a Family Dollar store and purchased two pairs of pajamas for Levi. Then he headed over to Levi's school to make things right.
I said, you were hurting this morning. You were crying, so I got you these pajamas, Farris Jr. recalls. He was so excited. You should have seen how his face lit up. Farris Jr. adds that Levi hugged the pajamas to his chest.
That's what he looks like right there. That's Levi. Pretty cool, huh? Mr. Larry, as the kids call him, turned Levi's whole day around. I can tell Mr. Larry is nice and his heart is filled with joy, Levi said in a news release. When he got me the pajamas, I did a happy cry. Farris Jr., who previously worked as a correctional officer and a truck driver, says he's found his calling.
I've been driving buses for 7 years. It's my passion because I get to build bonds with the children, he says. I truly love every minute of it. After Jefferson County Public Schools posted on its Facebook what Farris Jr. did for Levi, people started sharing their own stories.
Mr. Larry is the absolute best. We were blessed with him as our bus driver for 4 years. Top-notch human, one person wrote.
Added another, Larry is the absolute best and kiddos know they're in great, caring, capable hands with him.
Very good, buddy. Thank you so much for reading that. What do you think of Mr. Larry after reading that story of the things that he did?
He was nice. He thought of others when he saw them that he was sad.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to do, to think of others. Can you think of a teacher or somebody at your school that has done some nice things for you or that just makes you feel good when you go to school?
When Mr. Paget was like helping me with like that thing.
You would meet with him every once in a while to talk about things at school?
We met once.
Yeah. So did he make you feel welcome?
Yeah.
Did he make you feel happy?
Yeah.
Well, it's so nice to have a teacher like that.
We met and then instead of just having a talk and then leaving, he played Beyblades with me.
Awesome. I remember that. Did that make you feel great?
Yeah.
What a nice little break from school to play Beyblades with somebody, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Awesome. Calvin, why do you think it's important to be kind and give to others?
Because it'll make them feel happy.
That's right. And you want to live in a world where we work to make people happy, right? That's a good place to live, right?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you very much for doing the good word with me once again. Now, I want to see if you can help me pick somebody who subscribed to our YouTube channel recently, and we're going to give them one of the free books as a different way to do things this week. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, Calvin, since the last good word, we received 351 new YouTube subscribers. So can you ask Google to pick a number between 1 and 351?
Hey, Google. Pick a number between 1 and 351.
Here's a random number, 108.
Our 108th subscriber is MJ Budgets. Awesome. MJ Budgets, thank you so much for subscribing to our YouTube channel. I'm going to reach out to you and offer you one of these three books for free, and we'll send it to your house or your apartment or wherever you live. And you can read one of these great books, and hopefully it helps you on your family financial empowerment journey. And if you want Calvin, my son, to potentially read your name on this segment, please do us a favor. Go to youtube.com/marriagekidsmoney and hit that red subscribe button and check out our great family empowering videos. And maybe Calvin will pick your name next month and we'll offer you a free book from past podcast guests. And they're going to be different next quarter. And they are the names that I'm about to read right now, which are Pathfinders by J.L. Collins. The next one is All It Takes Is a Goal by John Acuff. And then Money Zen, The Secret to Finding Your Enough by Manisha Tokor. Calvin, thank you so much for doing this, buddy.
Uh-huh.
I hope you feel really, really better very soon and that cough goes away. In the spirit of growth and inspiration, my son Calvin is going to... Let's try that again, huh?
Keep that in there. My son
Calvin is going to end the show with a quote today from Margaret Bonanno.
It is only possible to live happily ever after on a daily basis.
Excellent reading, buddy. Here's to creating your best days today, my friends.
Carpe diem.